Bereshit, Genesis,
chapter 38. And at that time it came to be that Yehudah left his brothers and turned aside to a man, an Adullamite, whose name was Kirah. And Yehudah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shua, and he took her and went in to her. So she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Er. And she conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she conceived yet again and bore a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kaziv when she bore him. And Yehudah took a wife for Er, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. But Er, Yehudah's firstborn, was evil in the eyes of Yahuwah, and Yahuwah took his life. And Yehudah said to Onan,
Go in to your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up an heir to your brother.
And Onan knew that the offspring would not be his. And it came to be, when he went in to his brother's wife, that he spilled on the ground, lest he should give an offspring to his brother. But what he did displeased Yahuwah, so he took his life too. Then Yehudah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law,
Remain a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah is grown.
For he said,
Lest he also die, as his brothers did.
And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And after a long time, the daughter of Shua, Yehudah's wife, died. And Yehudah was comforted, and went up to his sheep shearers at Timnah, he and his friend Kirah the Adullamite. And it was reported to Tamar, saying,
See, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep.
And she took off her widow's garments, and covered herself with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat at the entrance to Enaim, which is on the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him as a wife. And Yehudah saw her, and reckoned her for a whore, for she had covered her face. And he turned aside to her by the way and said,
Please, let me come into you.
For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said,
What do you give me to come into me?
And he said,
Let me send you a young goat from the flock.
And she said,
Do you give me a pledge until you send it?
So he said,
What pledge should I give you?
And she said,
Your seal and your cord and your staff that is in your hand.
And he gave them to her, and went in to her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away, and removed her veil, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Yehudah sent the young goat by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he did not find her. And he asked the men of that place, saying,
Where is the cult prostitute who is beside the way to Enaim?
And they said,
There was no cult prostitute in this place.
And he returned to Yehudah and said,
I have not found her. And the men of the place also said, There was no cult prostitute in this place.
And Yehudah said,
Let her take them for herself, lest we become despised, for I sent this young goat, and you have not found her.
And it came to be, about 3 months after, that Yehudah was informed, saying,
Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has whored, and see, she has conceived by whoring.
And Yehudah said,
Bring her out, and let her be burned.
When she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, saying,
By the man to whom these belong, I am pregnant.
And she said,
Please examine whose these are, the seal, and the cord, and the staff.
And Yehudah examined, and said,
She has been more righteous than I, because I did not give her to Shelah, my son.
And he never knew her again. And it came to be at the time for giving birth that, see, twins were in her womb. And it came to be when she was giving birth that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took a scarlet thread and bound it on his hand, saying,
This one came out first.
And it came to be as he drew back his hand that, see, his brother came out. And she said,
How did you break through? This breach be upon you.
So his name was called Peretz. And afterward, his brother came out, who had the scarlet thread on his hand. So his name was called Zerach.